Chapter 8. A Visit to the Lab. Mr. Kelly was surprised and happy that Jodie wanted to visit him at work with her friends. He agreed to show them round his laboratory on Rafa and Blanca's next visit to Valencia. This happened 2 weeks later, and the four friends met at Mr. Kelly's university. Mr. Kelly welcomed the four of them to his office. He pressed a code on the door and brought them into the lab. "Why is there so much security?" asked Jonathan. "This project is very important," his father answered. "Some of the experiments could destroy existing plants and farms if they were used in the wrong way." The laboratory was very big. One side was filled with small greenhouses, and inside them were plants under bright lights. On the other side was a large and tidy desk with computers, lots of papers, and CDs. It didn't look very organized. Mr. Kelly showed them the different plants and demonstrated ways to make them immune to disease. "We store all the data in the computer and save it on a CD-ROM," explained Mr. Kelly. "These CDs are locked in a safe every night so that no one can steal the important information." "What exactly do you do, Mr. Kelly?" asked Rafa. "I'm doing an experiment and it's going really well," said Mr. Kelly excitedly. "I've engineered a gene to make plants immune to common diseases. I've just finished the simulation of the gene on the computer, and it shows exactly how it works. Let me show you." Mr. Kelly took them to his computer. Some diagrams appeared on the screen, and then a lot of scientific formulas. The twins and Blanca weren't very interested in these, but Rafa was fascinated and asked many questions.
"Can I help you with your experiments, Mr. Kelly?" Rafa finally asked. "I can take time off from my studies in Madrid. I could learn so much from you."
"That's a good idea, because you speak Spanish and you could help me explain my experiments," said Mr. Kelly. "But we'll need permission from the university. You must complete a form."
"I'll get one for you. You'll write all your details on the form and we'll give it to them today."
Mr. Kelly got up from his seat and left the room.
"I won't be long," he said.
The twins and Blanca soon became bored and went to look at the different plants in the greenhouses. Rafa stayed alone near the desk, looking at the diagrams and formulas on the computer. He sat down at the desk and pressed some keys on the keyboard. A few minutes later, Mr. Kelly returned with the form for Rafa in his hand. Rafa stood up quickly and moved away from the computer. He wrote all his details on the form and gave it to Mr. Kelly.
"It's getting late and I'm hungry," Mr. Kelly said.
"Let's go and have lunch in the cafeteria. I'll give the form to the secretary on the way. Come on." He switched off his computer and they all left the laboratory together. After lunch, Rafa invited Mr. Kelly to come to the workshop with them.
"Can you leave work for half an hour, Mr. Kelly?" he asked, smiling.
"You showed us your work. Now we want to show you ours." Mr. Kelly agreed to visit the workshop, and he admired their big sculpture.
"I read about the fires of Valencia some time ago, but I never imagined they were so big," he said.
"It seems like a lot of work when you're going to burn it in the end."
"I know the English celebrate Guy Fawkes Night, and they make very simple figures with old clothes and burn them. But it doesn't take long to make the guy. It's easy to burn something like that."
While they were talking, Jonathan noticed that Rafa wasn't with them. He looked round,
and saw him walking alone to the back of the workshop near a part of the fire. Suddenly, Rafa moved behind it. Jonathan followed him because his senses were telling him that something important was happening. Rafa jumped when he heard footsteps. "Jonathan," he said, "what are you doing here?"
"I'm looking at this part of the fire," said Jonathan quickly.
"It's nice, isn't it?" said Rafa.
"Come now, let's go back to the others."
Jonathan followed Rafa, absorbed in thought. Soon it was time for Rafa and Blanca to leave. "If I get permission to work in your father's lab, I'll move to Valencia," Rafa said to Jody.
"Then we can be together all the time."
Jody didn't know what to say. She liked Rafa very much, but she couldn't forget that Paul was waiting for her at home. Jody wasn't sure if she preferred Rafa or Paul, but she knew that if Rafa came to live in Valencia, she would have to choose between them.